Hi.
Hello. Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
John with Local Splash.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm having a hard time getting a hold of my guys. They're in a spot where cell phone reception is. They're trying to call me back.
Okay. How about this?
So, yeah. We could do this tomorrow.
I could go through the bare essential stuff first here. And then,
yeah.
I mean, we're open till 7 p.m. anyway, man. So I just want to make sure I get the important stuff. Payment is last.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Okay. So very first thing is, do you have an hour window to speak with our team tomorrow to go over finer details of specific areas and all that?
I'm actually pretty solid tomorrow in terms of not availability. Wednesday, on the other hand, I am back home again, and I will have time to I will have a lot more time on Wednesday, let's put it that way, like all day until about 3 o'clock. So
okay, if you want, I could put it for like, you know, 11 to noonish, give you a call during that time. Would that work for you then?
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email right now, just as a Google invite. I'm sending the same email over to our team as well, so they can hit yes on their side and show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? It's going to come from my email, so you have that as well. It's from jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay. Okay.
Let me know you got it. Yep. And just hit yes on your side, nothing further than that, okay?
Yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to put it. Yeah, it's going to hit yes, because there's like a spot that says yes, no, or maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to put a reminder for them just in case. You never know. If it goes too long or if you get swamped or something, emergency happens, whatever, just communicate with our team. Let them know. Say, hey, listen, I have something coming up. Can we finish this later or a different day? They're more than welcome to do that for you, okay?
Okay. I hope if I'm home all Wednesday because I got to watch the kids.
Oh, okay. So all right. Okay.
Sure.
Awesome. And they're going to call. I'm going to give you this phone number for you to save because it's the direct line, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is this a number I would save indefinitely, like on my phone?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's do it that way. Hold on. Contact. And what's the name of this?
Local Splash.
Local?
Yes, sir. Like local in the area and splash like a splash of water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Phone number. Go ahead.
All right. 877.
Yep.
6635.
6 3 5.
Uh huh.
6 6 3 5.
6225.
Okay.
Perfect. And that's voice activated. So if you need help with billing or customer support or anything of that nature, it's, you just say that and they'll direct you right to a team that'll be available for you. They're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. Okay.
Okay. Sounds like
all right. Yes, sir. Now, let's see, the next part. I know most of these answers are pretty much filled out, but I have to ask this just because protocols and all that, okay? Okay. So let's start with the very first thing is, on your Google Business Profile, I didn't see any reviews on that part. Is there any way you can receive 5 Google reviews?
Yeah, I know. My reviews are like, my clients love me, but it's so hard to get reviews out of them.
Okay.
I can, yes. Is there,
okay.
Yes, I can get reviews. Could you, is there a simple way that I can send my clients to like a link or something so they can put a review in there?
100%, yes. And on Wednesday, when our team talks to you, they know more about how to do that. I just know they can.
Okay, good.
For your website, I highly suggest to do this. It's something I do for my business as well. I have a link on the website and like right there, just so they can click to leave a Google review, and it goes right to it for you. Yeah, kill two birds with one stone, you know? Yep.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I have to start doing that more. You know, I definitely, and I will. I just got to. I have really great reviews on Home Advisor. I have some review. I have a good review on Yelp. But I don't have any reviews on Google. But I can get 5 up there. No problem.
Okay, perfect. No, I'm sure you'll be fine, man. No, I'm not going to lie. And you have time to do that, too. It's not like it's like, oh, I have to do this right now. I don't want you to, you know, stress on it, okay? The next part. So as you can tell, remember from the previous year conversations, Google has to verify things, right, as far as background checks and all that. Now, I will be sending you all the information as far as application. Even right after your payment, I stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice and you get that application. You can say, John, I got it. I'm like, okay, perfect. Now I know you're in good hands from there. Now, as far as the application, it does come through a third party on there. I believe it's either Pinkerton or Evident ID. So if for any reason you feel like you're like, oh, I don't know if this is the right company I'm supposed to be signing with this, we'll call that number. And they'll make sure to confirm for you so you're not giving your information out to anybody, okay? I just want to make sure everything's
covered. Background check on all my employees?
Yes, the background check. Whoever does face-to-face, though, any employees that doesn't do face-to-face with a customer, they're not, you know, with them, they don't have to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
The next part, I remember you mentioning you have license and insurance. I filled that out already for you. I also put notes in here for you may want a website included in the near future, so that way, in case you do need it, it's included. Okay.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir. I don't forget my promises. And then everything's all set. Now, do you want the customers to be linked to the website that I saw, the FLCNYLLC.com?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're all set on there. The next part is the voice verification, okay? So I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This is to help protect you, okay? This is the reason why I called on this phone, so it's under recording on here. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record. I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning just to get you verified, but I'm going to put the pricing in there. And that 877 number is a call the customer support when I get to that part, okay? If you have questions or concerns, ask away. Stop me in my tracks, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Finish Line Contractors.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Director Peter Connett.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second here. So it's very important, Peter, that we keep everything very confidential, strictly between us and you only. So after this recording part, I want to make sure we set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask the security question and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 28th in the non-refundable amount of only $250. Now, upon approval from your application for your Google Guaranteed listing, once you are approved and you are ready to go ahead and get that started, then from month to month, it will be $261 for 13 leads. If for any reason you don't receive all 13 leads, the following month will be rolled over into the next month so that we are not paying $261. Okay. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. That's the end of that recording there. So we got all the major parts done here. The next part is, you know, just making sure that we get payment on there so we can keep that tech call going for you as well. Now, Peter, just letting you know, so this is just for the excavation category, correct?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess that would like to is there a way you could do excavation masonry or no? It's just excavation.
We can, but that pricing I know will probably be.
Okay. So we're going to stick with excavation. Just stick with excavation.
All right, perfect. Now that vertical, and this is not our rules, this is Google's rules, so we can't change it. It's under a vertical called Sewage Pro. Weird as it sounds, but it's for specifically excavation. So anytime someone puts anything to do with excavating, then your business will pop up. But it's just for Google's purposes. I don't know why, but it's under Sewage Pro. Okay, just giving you a heads up on that. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I just like to be very, you know, open about everything. So, you know, like, hey, what's this or what's that? You know what I mean? So, okay. And then I'm going to make sure. Now, I know you mentioned you need to speak with your guys so that way they can send a picture of the card information, things like that, right?
Yeah, they found it. While you were talking, they sent me a text message that they found it. Let me,
okay.
Okay. Can you send a picture of front and back, please? So we live up in New York here and we're working in the Catskills.
Okay.
So it's like the reception is we have to use the client's Wi-Fi, but their phones are not attached to the client's Wi-Fi. I am, but I'm not there, so.
Oh, okay.
So their phone's hitting this.
Gotcha. No worries. I'm on the phone with you, man. You know, plus you're a cool guy, you know, so. We'll talk forever here. So did you live in New York your whole life?
No, but for the most part, you know, for the most part of my life, I've been in New York, you know.
Okay.
Northeast. I mean, I've lived all over, but I'm a Northeaster, you know?
Gotcha. I went from New York and I moved around West Coast area. I had a lot of different types of businesses, you know, I had to involve a lot of traveling. So I went to California, Florida. I just moved to Pennsylvania. I just got married, just had a daughter, you know, so we want to be close to family and take care of things, save some money, and buy a new house. What was that?
Where are you?
Right by Hershey. So I'm about like 20 minutes from there.
Okay. That's about 4 hours. About 3 to 4 hours away from me.
Okay. Yeah, give or take, right? Yeah.
We're building a house in Lake Wallenpulpa right now.
Oh, get out of here. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. A lake house down there is what we're building.
Beautiful area. Yeah.
I plan on doing more work in PA. And I think they call it the Northeastern PA.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much. But down in your area in Hershey, that's a real nice area. It's a real nice, like, property value is really high down there, is it? I mean, it's like $500,000-$700,000 homes down there.
I mean, of course, every area's got their, you know, little spots that are not as, you know, perfect or anything like that, I'll say. But for the most part, yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
Tell right away once you get closer to that area, like the farms start looking good, the houses are beautiful.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm more of the city, so like it kind of threw me for a loop. Culture shock a little bit, you know, but it's beautiful for the most part, you know, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm more of a beach guy, so.
I can see, I mean, it is very, I've only been down there a few times, but it is, in that area, you're pretty much in the middle of nowhere. You know, you got Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You're way away from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near 81. Like it takes, it probably takes you about 2 hours to get to 81, right?
Like an hour. Yeah. Just about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
you're pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm. And then, how close are you to 80?
I don't know how close I am to 80, though. I don't think I really use that freeway. I'm still getting to know the freeways in the area myself, you know. My wife, she's from here. Yeah, so she knows better. But, yeah.
So 80 is going to take you basically wherever you got to go. 80 is going to take you to Ohio, New Jersey, and... Yeah, 80 is a very fast road. Eighty's a big road. But you are kind of like, I can imagine the contractors down there would be pretty damn good.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. There's so much stuff growing here too. Yeah.
I bet it's, we live in a contractor paradise up here, but we don't have nearly what you guys have down there, so.
Yeah.
You know,
well, times have changed too. You know, you got COVID really took a hit in New York, I feel like, that's for sure. You know, so that and then some of a lot of other things, but at least you guys are still building up, you know.
Hold up for a second. Are you okay? What? Anything happen? What's Andrew doing?
Andre.
Yeah.
He's explaining, the worms are fine. You're like, a couple of worms died.
Because it's too wet?
I don't know, then. Like, what I do know is that...
Why don't you dump them back? Excuse me for a minute. Why don't you dump them back in the potato bed? And you can always get them again. You know, let them live in the potato bed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do that, and then we'll get a proper container for them when we go fishing, all right? No word back from you guys.
Nothing yet. Let me go over this last part here then. As far as your security question, you have three choices, but you can make up any answer you want. Just please don't forget your own answer, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So, write it down if you have to. But we have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
London.
London, all right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put that in. That will never change. If anybody calls in and they don't know what you're talking about, is like what your security question is, hang up the phone. Okay?
So if I say, hey, what, are you going to ask me my security question? And then they'll probably just hang up on their own.
Exactly. They'll probably hang up anyway, but... we won't give you your answer. We will only ask the security question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. So that's good because I think I got a call the other day from a guy that was trying to sell me something like this, and you know, I was talking to him, and I had to pay my trucker for a delivery, and I said, hey, you know, it was just like my go-to question when I get these calls is like, what can you do for me, and what can you do that's different from the other people? some of the other people
right.
on the call. Like what is it that you're offering? Tell me exactly mm-hmm. what it is. How much is it going to be? Don't give me this whole spiel. Get to the bottom line. What is it? And then what is it that you offer that's different from the next guy?
Yeah.
You know, things like that. I asked me questions. It seemed like I was enjoying the conversation to some degree. And then I said, hey, you had to wait. I got to pay this guy. Like, I paid him.
Okay.
I came back and he had hung up. But what was happening in when I signed up for either Yelp or for Blue Book, because I'm also on Blue Book for commercial.
Okay.
I haven't used it yet, but are you familiar with Blue Book?
I am. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, eventually, once my crew gets big enough, we're going to do commercial work. But
nice.
After I signed up for these things, I swear to God, I was getting 4 to 5 calls a day from the same company. And they were all Indian.
Mm-hmm.
The number was out of Texas. And I would just block every number that came out. I would just block it. And they had more numbers than I could block. And then because a lot of my clients are from like different areas. I do a lot of work for out of town owners, you know, like people from the city mainly.
Yeah.
You know, like
sure.
And so I get these, like, I'm dealing with right now a 315 area code, like, you know, a 516 area code. You know, I have an 832 area code down in Florida. So I get all these. So I can't just assume that these phone calls are non. So I would answer them, and then of course it would be that. And then finally, I would be like, yeah, okay, tell me. I'd be like, and then they'd be like, what's your email? And I'd be like, email? Yeah, I would play with them. I would be driving down the PA, and I'd have like 2 hours of time, and I would just be like, email? What email? What do you mean email? Email? Let me check my email. Let me see my email. And then they would wait, and I would just put them on mute, and just let them wait for like, because they wasted my time. So
right.
I just sat there, and I just put them on mute. And they'd all say, let me just put you on hold while I find my email. And they're like, email? I just be like, and I just put them on mute. And you know, they would end up hanging up. It was the only way to stop them from calling me.
Yeah.
I literally would just waste as much time of theirs because I had time to waste because I was driving. And eventually, after they called me, I swear to God, they called me probably 200 times.
Jeez.
If not more. Yeah, no, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible because I don't want to turn down. I don't want to just assume it's some spam call because, I deal with a lot of out-of-town numbers.
Right.
And,
makes sense.
You know, like, I would be the fool. So I would answer the phone, and it would be them, and I would be like, oh, okay, you know, and I would just put them on hold and wait till they hung up. It was no skin off my back. And then eventually, now this Indian based company, because they were all Indian, eventually they stopped calling me. And
yeah.
Then one day I got a call from, again, some random number, and
okay.
The guy was Indian. And I was like, that's it. I cannot believe this is happening again. And I went off and down both sides of this guy. I was so upset. Not upset, but I was just infuriated. And then I'm just like, and he's like, no, I'm your account manager for United Rental. I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, I'm sorry. I thought you were just a telemarketer. I'm like, he's like, no, I'm the guy that handles your account. I'm like, I just thought that, oh man, because, you know, Because it's like net 30 billing, and they allow you to go over billing. You know, they don't
oh
hold it. You know, you can like have like, I have like a $40,000 credit on my account, so I can like,
okay,
I can rent whatever, you know, and then they don't shake you down. There's no finance charge. It's not like you can roll over your number, and that's a good thing, you know. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm real sorry. I'm like, and then I called my guy at United Rental. I'm like, listen, man, I think I just burned the bridge with my account manager. But it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Oh,
I like to hear the question idea, because just be like,
yeah,
hey, you gonna ask me a question? What's going on?
Right.
I have to do something. I promised my girl I would do something with her at 2:15, which is getting
a little longer. Okay. Did they reach back to you yet, or?
They haven't. No, I sent them a text. They haven't. They're building the building right now. They haven't got back to me yet.
Okay. I'm gonna do this then. So we have everything taken care of. The only two things left is for payment, and then for me to stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice, and I will send the application right there and then as well too. I just want to make sure I'm on the phone with you. So
these guys will be coming back to my house. I will have my card with me between 5 and 6 for sure. Oh.
Okay.
Oh man. Yeah, they have to be back. They have to be back by like 4:30-ish, actually, because I have to go somewhere at 5. So, so around that time, I will be available to make payment on that. Okay.
Okay. So call you around like 4. How about this? I'll call you around like 4:45, because it only takes 5 minutes after this part here.
Yeah,
so.
I know that.
Okay.
So let's just why don't we go ahead and table this discussion till between that realm, and I'm gonna call them when I get off the phone with you, and just tell them to make sure they're here between 4:30 and 5. Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. All right. We'll talk to you then. All right, Peter.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.